Episode 64, the Terrence Henry Experience, man. Wow, episode 64. So it's funny, when I started out my podcast, it was like almost 2 years ago. It'll be 2 years in September, but I got to find out the exact date. But it was September of 2018 when I started my podcast. And, you know, I'm still going. I'm still strong, you know. And it's like, I want everybody out there to realize whatever you want to do, just keep doing it. And continue to keep doing it no matter what. I don't care where you think your results is at, or where if what you feel like you may not feel like you're at. Trust me, you're there. You're there. Always remember that, man. I just wanted to talk about like good vibrations, man, and things in life. And you know what's funny is that I don't know if anybody has ever told y'all this, but I'm going to tell y'all. You've made it and you're going far. Cause you ever feel like you go somewhere or outside on your porch or at a beach or a boardwalk, and you look at the sun and you realize and you like, man, like I came so fucking far. And I still got so far to go, but I came so far. You overcome so many obstacles that's been put in your way. And some of the shit you realize, you like, damn, I don't even know how the fuck I got out of that. Cause sometimes I'm not gonna hold you. I feel that way. Some shit that go on in my life, I'm like, how the fuck did I get out of that shit? How'd I even survive, man? It's like, you know, it's like how I feel about 2020. Like, you know, we going on 2021. I'm like, damn, man, like, shit, I'm surviving this shit. It's a bad year and a lot of shit's been happening, but I'm surviving and I'm making it through. And when you go through real trying times in your life, it just builds your character, builds who you are. Because everybody's learning a lesson throughout this right now, because things are not normal. So it's like you got to rely on you to make things better. And not only position for yourself, but for the ones around you that either you have children or you got nieces and nephews, cousins, your family, whatever the case may be. To establish that, you know, you really find out who you are around these times, man. And I was like, wow, man. I was just sitting there. I was like, man, fuck that. I love myself. You gotta love yourself. You gotta love yourself, man. If anybody else don't love you, man, make sure you love yourself. And I'm sitting there on that beach and I'm just like, yo, man, if I love myself, I can teach somebody else to love me just as well as I can love them. But I can teach them how to love me because I love myself so much. You know, and what I mean when I say by teach, you know, that's like just showing somebody how genuine you are as an individual and how important you are. And if you don't know how important you are, nobody will ever take you seriously. You know, love is a real thing. I do believe in it. But I also believe that, you know, taking care of self-love is important too as well. And then people will respect you for that and they'll see that from you. You know what I mean? It's just crazy, man. It's just like, you know, when you wake up in the morning, you have yourself and you have your health and how healthy you are, and you can move on and do great things, but it takes you to believe in that. You know, it's funny now that I see like people wearing the mask and shit. I'm not going to hold you. The shit is funny to me sometimes because you see hood niggas, you know, wear these damn masks and shit, and it's just like, yo, I'm not trying to say not to take the situation seriously, but when I see them sometimes, man, it just be real funny, man. It just be real funny. Like, you know, all this shit and all the shooting that's going on out here, and you out here with a medical, you out here with a medical mask on. Like, it's like, what? Oh, man. I just thought that was kind of funny, you know, but it's just little things like that that I see. Sometimes you got to chuckle and laugh at how life is, man. You know what I mean? But I want everybody, you know, all y'all to embrace yourselves and be good to yourselves and take care of yourselves and live your life to the fullest. And I always tell you, man, always use your maximum potential. Get used up with your maximum potential to, you know, to do whatever you need to do. You know, enjoy what you're doing. So I tell you all this story. This shit funny to me. I don't think I ever told nobody this story. So I was working for a bank, right? Like I told you, I had like a million jobs and shit. So I was working for this bank. So we had the mask on. I don't work there no more. The shit was funny. That's another story for another time. I'm not going to get into that. But I am going to tell you the story while I was there. So I'm working for this bank. And they gave us masks when we got hired. They gave these masks, like, yeah, you know, in orientation. They give these big ass packets and shit like that. And, you know, they give us these masks. They said, when you leave the training facility, you have to put the mask on. But when you come back, you can take the mask off. Right. But when you come into the building, you gotta put the mask on. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, all right, cool. So I'm coming in. I'm pulling up to the bank. I, you know, parked my car, took my keys out the ignitions. You know what I'm saying? And I put my mask on. Right now, I put my mask on, but I'm like almost 5 minutes late. So I gotta run the building and shit. So I'm running the building. I got this mask on, and then this white lady's like, "Oh my god! Oh my god! Oh my god! What are you doing? You cannot go in here." And I had to take my mask off. And was like, "I work here." She's like, "Oh my gosh, hon. You scared me. I did not know you worked here. You was running up here. You had your mask on." And I was like, "I'm black." She's like, "That has nothing to do with it. I voted for Obama." And I was just like, "This ain't got nothing to do about who you voted for." You know what I'm saying? And that particular bank, I'm not going to mention no names, but I feel like they're I really anticipated like a racial tension in that facility, but I'm not going to mention the name or nothing like that, you know. But the experience there was just like real, you know what I'm saying. I wish I could say their name, but for purposes to not get sued and nothing like that and whatever, I say this. I know for a fact they listening to my podcast because. It was funny. So I'm in orientation, and this one of the guys was like, "Wait a minute, man, you look familiar." I'm like, "You don't know me." You'll be surprised how people know you. This is what I'm trying to tell y'all. This shit crazy when you don't think this shit was real. He's like, "Yo, man, I know you from somewhere, man." I was like, "You don't know me from nowhere. I don't know you." I mean, because he's, you know, he's a white guy. You know what I mean? Not to say that mattered anyway, but it's just like, I don't know this white guy nowhere. Where the hell you come from? Like, he said, "Wait a minute, don't you got a podcast?" I'm like, "Oh shit." I was like, "Yeah, I got a podcast." "Yeah, man. What? Yeah. I listen to your shit, man. You got good shit. Why are you here?" And I'm like, "Well, you know, life, you know." So the instructor was like, "You have a podcast?" I was like, "You have a podcast. What's your podcast about?" And I'm just sitting up there, just life. He's like, "Really? How can I go about seeing it?" You know, somewhere, internet, you know. "Really? I gotta check it out. I gotta know what your podcast is about." And I'm like, "You sure you wanna know what my podcast is about?" Funny thing is, I never told him my podcast, but it's not hard to find my first and last name or whatever. Look me up on Google, and then I'm on Spotify, Apple, all of that. So I come into work the next day, and she was just looking at me, just was just like intense, like she had a problem with me. You know what I mean? I was like, she must have listened to my podcast or whatever. And then she was like, "Oh, yeah, the podcast. Oh, I've listened a little of your podcast." I'm like, "You did? You listened to my podcast?" She's like, "Yeah, I did." I'm like, "Okay." I didn't ask for your opinion on it, but whatever. And I knew from right there, I was like a marksman from that point, because she was just like, "Oh, shit." You know what I mean? We can't have this motherfucker working here. You know what I mean? But not that it mattered. I felt that I wasn't belong there anyway. But it was just funny that whole situation, like when I was running into the bank, she's like, "Oh my god, oh my god, you can't, oh my god, you cannot come in here." I'm like, "I work here." Yeah, man. But you know what, out of everything that I tell y'all, I'll do my life experiences. I know I'm probably like everywhere right now, but because I haven't talked to y'all in a while, but you just gotta love yourself, man. Enjoy the ride. Enjoy the experiences. Don't matter what it is or whatever you're going through in your life. Just know that it builds your character for something that's more, far more greater and in your situation where you at. And just know that everything is temporary. Nothing stays for a long time that you don't want it to be. You know, especially when you speak it. You know, you can just tell yourself, like, "You know what? I'm not going to be here too fucking long. Not in this fucking place. I can't see myself doing this 20, 30 fucking years. Fuck that." You know, and then something happens, you know. So, you know, I thought I'd share that little story with y'all, but that shit was funny as shit. She's like, "I listen to your podcast." I'm like, "You listen to my podcast? Like, you fucking weirdo." I ain't say it like that, like, "You listen to my podcast." I was saying that in part of my head, but then I was like, "Oh, really? Oh, okay." And she started, like, being, like, real weird towards me and shit. You know, but I don't give a shit, you know. You know, but I just wanted to share all that with y'all. Just to stay focused out there and keep doing what you're doing. And, you know, make sure you love yourself throughout all these times. And, you know, these are the times right now, relationships. Some relationships have been gotten stronger and some relationships got weak. Some relationships are all fucked up right now. I mean, they don't know what they're going to do. You know, they just tripping. You know what I'm saying? I would tell y'all, you know what? If you're going through a lot right now, you're stressing, just have sex. It always works out. It's really good for you. It's healthy. You get cardio. You get relieved. You're stress-free. Why not? Just, why not? I mean, I don't know what the hell. If you're not at least smoking a little something, having sex through these trying times, what the fuck are you doing? I'm not saying don't reflect on finding out who you are and things like that. Do that. Of course, that's the number one given. But, you know, your curricular activities, I know, find a hobby and things like that. But if you're not having sex or doing something, like, what the fuck? You got to release yourself, you know? I'm just saying, man, you got to be doing something, like, shit. You know what I'm saying? At least, you know, smoke something like that, you know? You know, meditation is good. And all those things intertwined with each other be great, I feel. That's why I say you got to take care of yourself. But remember, when you love yourself, it teaches other people to love you too. You know, that's very important, because when you hold yourself to a higher standard, people respect you for that. But if you don't have no self-respect for yourself, people are not going to respect you. You know, and that's a given. And I know people out there understand that. You know what I mean? So, you know, I just thought I'd share that with y'all. I'm not going to be on here too long, because I got to get back to the vision of 2021. So I'm working on some things, but I wanted to just do a spot check-in with y'all. And I'll let y'all know when I come back on the other side what else I have. But, you know, and that's another thing. I've been working on a lot with the podcast and getting everything set up for 2021. I think that's another reason why I haven't really been talking to you guys that much. And like, I feel like y'all like my friends and shit that I don't even know. You know what I mean? I talk to y'all and shit, and I share some of my personal shit with y'all that I don't even share with my friends. That's weird. And the funny thing is, I don't even know y'all, but for some reason, I like the fact that y'all can hear me, and some of y'all just don't say shit back. Y'all just hear what I say. I don't know, man. But listen, I'm about to get out of here. Episode 64 is a wrap, and always to make sure to love yourself. I'm out. Peace.